and Margie by the Oscar Peterson Trio. And then before that, I Loves You Porgy by Nina Simone. And then before that, Such Sweet Thunder by Duke Ellington. And yeah, I hope everyone has a great rest of your week. I'm out of time for today, but you've been listening to UMFM 101.5, and I'm Avery, and this is In Between and Out Of, and I hope you enjoy the sunshine, and have a great rest of your Monday, and a great rest of your week.
Listening to
CJUM broadcasting in Winnipeg
101.5
on your FM dial.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all your Winnipeg Transit-related needs. If you're a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PAGO card? Don't sweat. We can get squared away on that as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got student-related Winnipeg Transit questions, you've got all the answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Guess what? We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama is officially complete, and your support this year was incredible. The funds raised will go towards strengthening the station from much-needed upgrades to new projects, all to keep the programming you love going strong. It's what keeps this place sounding the way it does, independent, local, and built by the people who listen. Once again, you showed up for our station. On behalf of our UMFM family, thank you.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Supporting musical diversity, visit CJUMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
For those paying attention, you got not only one, but two legal IDs within the span of 3 minutes. So I hope right now you know that you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, more specifically Post Everything, here every Monday evening, afternoon, depends on how you see it, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Normally I'm full of darkness and strangeness and doom and gloom, but I think this set reflects sort of a sunniness that's come over everything, which is ironic because there was so much rain last week. This episode is strangely full of good vibes. I don't know what that means about me. I don't know what that means about my life. Is my outlook changing? My feelings changing? I don't know. Specifically, this opening couple of tracks, very, very summery. They got this hazy late afternoon sitting on the deck, 30 degree kind of feel to them. Lots of reverb, a little bit psychedelic, a little bit strange and spare, full of love and hope, I think. Up to you to decide. I'm going to kick things off with said maybe hopeful track by Chic Chameleon out of Edmonton, a track called Losing Slowly, following that up with a song I come back to every time it gets a wee bit hot, a wee bit humid, Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective. For now, this is Chic Chameleon.
Search out. my sheets. 4 minutes leak in my AC squeaks. And a voice from the clock says you're not gonna get tired. My bed is a pool and the walls on fire. Soak my head in the sink for a while. Chills in my neck and it makes me smile. But my bones have to move and my skin's gotta breathe. You pick up the phone and I'm so relieved. You slide down your stairs to the heat. A stream of the sun is left as we slip your feet. And I want to walk around with you. And I want to walk around with you. And be here with you always.
That was the official anthem of Corbin Friesen's Summer. Whenever I play that, I know that summer has rolled around wherever I'm living. Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective, of course, from their iconic record Merryweather Post Pavilion. Before that, Edmonton-based artist Chic Chameleon with their new single Losing Slowly. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. As I said, both those songs kind of have this haziness to it that feels like these summer days that feel like they kind of stretch on forever, that you can just lay down and nap in the sun, but kind of you get a little bit of heat stroke laying around in the sun, feel the air kind of stick to your skin. It's both entirely unpleasant and very, very fills you with ecstatic feelings. It's very like there's this weird kind of clash going on. I'm thinking, I was listening to this song a whole bunch yesterday walking around at the Forks once again, sitting on those chairs out by the river, and yeah, this weird clash between these unpleasant and awesome, just super pleasant feelings. You're baking in the sun, but simultaneously just filled with this awesome head rush. I don't know, maybe it's the heat stroke talking, maybe Maybe I was experiencing some brain damage as I was baking out in the sun. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything 101.5 UMFM. What united those songs? I'm not sure. Lots and lots of reverb, maybe. They're very different moods. I said that Losing Slowly had a lot of hope to it. It definitely has a lot of love, like I said, but I think it was too melancholy, too full of bittersweet feelings to really be hopeful. But I think Summertime Clothes is definitely a more hopeful track. Definitely feels like those summer days when all you can really do is strip down to as few clothes as possible and kind of run around. I especially relate to that, living in apartment after apartment lately that has no AC. Yeah, I really do get that feeling of trying to strip down to your socks and walk around around midnight just to try and cool off, just to try and catch a breeze. If you like your psych rock a little earthier, a little more classic rockish, maybe you're a big Steppenwolf fan, maybe you're a big Sabbath guy, maybe you've been thinking about Ozzy a lot recently. I have, for some reason, over the past year, been thinking a lot about Ozzy, but we can talk more about that later. If you like the more classically grounded, classic rock-tinged psych rock, we got a couple cuts coming up for you. We're switching out our reverb pedals for fuzz pedals. If you love the Big Muff, this one is for you if you're a dork like that. I got a band out of Toronto called Pretty. New single, newish single. There's a bunch of new singles, but a favorite of mine recently called Bored. Following that up with a much heavier cut, Oozing Wound by Monolord from their new record, Never Ending. Very, very, once again, they're very, very different sounds, but they kind of got this feeling to them. They both kind of lean into this doominess. They both kind of feel like different sides of Black Sabbath. But once again, we'll talk more about Sabbath later. This is Pretty with Bored. We'll be right back. That was the incredibly unpleasantly titled Oozing Wound by Sweden's Mono Lord from their new record Never Ending, which people have not been able to stop talking about. So I finally checked it out. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool. Before that, Toronto's Pretty with Bored from their upcoming record. I forget what it's called, but they got a good 3 or 4 singles out from it, and it all sounds really, really cool. They're all very, very different. Some are more on the punky side. Some are very, even much more classic psych rock sounding, like almost verging on the Birds kind of territory. Go check those out as well. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. As I said before, those couple of tracks kind of reeked a little bit of classic rock, classic psych rock in particular, in being more particular, a faint whiff of Black Sabbath kind of hangs over both of them. Been thinking a lot about Ozzy and Black Sabbath for the past year, it turns out, ever since Black Sabbath did that Back to the Beginning event in Birmingham, celebrating both them as a band and their legacy, and it really kind of cemented the fact that if you really like guitar-based music in general, even like more underground, heavier kind of alternative stuff, you're no more than a few degrees of separation away from Black Sabbath influence, or at least some sort of listening to Black Sabbath, even if you hate it. I think their influence has seeped into almost every form of rock, maybe even guitar music in general. At least everybody knows who Ozzy is, or was, RIP, because a whole generation, I think around my age especially, kind of grew up watching the Osbournes. So they were, at least, I definitely didn't, but a lot of people I knew really liked the Osbournes, and that's how they knew Ozzy, and then they got into the music. A lot of people knew Iron Man from Iron Man, the movie, of course. I think it featured prominently in that one. So, like, they spoke to many generations, but they are also very, very prolifically influential. You know, if you're into punk and underground music and all sorts of different kinds of metal, you probably, like me, have something of an ambivalent relationship with the kind of classic rock bands, even if they are really important and a lot of people claim them as an influence. All that said, I really do enjoy Black Sabbath, even though some parts of their sound especially haven't aged super well. The mixing is pretty, pretty rough. I will say that they really didn't know how to make heavy music sound heavy back then. All that said, I think what people forget about Black Sabbath is how varied their sound, especially in their first decade, was. It wasn't just big, down-tuned, like dinosaur, semi-truck-sounding, crushing guitar riffs, like what we would call stoner rock or stoner metal nowadays, but there's also this kind of strange, like, very, very warped kind of psychedelic rock stuff, very, very bluesy. Even on their heavier tracks, there's, like, acoustic interludes and drum breaks and things like that. They were kind of pulling from all sorts of different counterculture, all sorts of different feels. And so I think both Pretty and Monolord kind of represent two different sides of that spectrum of Black Sabbath's sounds. Now, if you are if some part of you is like retching and heaving right now and screaming at me, stop talking about classic rock. I need something faster and a little more angry and perhaps a little less well produced. I got you. Don't even worry. I've been listening to a bunch of like little egg punk tracks. I think you could call this egg punk. Egg punk was always something that confused me, so I never really liked it. We can talk more about that later. But a bunch of egg punky, post punky, kind of garagey little tracks, verging, like, they sound like they're from the 60s, but also from the 80s, but also very, very modern. There's some new wave in there. There's some psych in there. Definitely heavy on the post-punk, very wiry, weird, drum machine-y, synthesizer-y kind of stuff, starting with Vancouver, BC's Reveal Yourself with a track called Think for Yourself, which kicks off their newest EP. Following that up with Cherry Cheeks and ending things off with a relatively obscure Calgary-based act called Faux Fur. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. This is Think for Yourself by Reveal Yourself.
No one can think for themselves.
That was Fold Paper by little-known, fairly obscure, I think, Calgary band called Faux Furs. Before that, Cherry Cheeks with World Wide Web asking, where did we all go wrong? Very, very good question in regards to the internet. It did used to be so fun. I remember that. It used to be a place you could kind of hang out. Now it just feels like endless. Scrolling through billboards, the worst part of a road trip, going through all the advertisements condensed onto the screen of your phone. That's what it feels like now. Before that was a Vancouver-based band called Reveal Yourself with a track called Think for Yourself from their new EP, Love Deluxe. Go check that out if you can. Very, very bopping kind of fun stuff. Very jumpy, a little bit strangely glitchy sounding. Kind of smacks you in the face. Lots to say. Hopefully all that stuff satisfied your bloodlust after all of my conversations about classic rock. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. For a long time, I asked, what the heck is egg punk? Spotify, a couple of years back when I used Spotify, seemed to think I listened to a lot of it. And looking at it at the time, it just looked like a lot of post-punk, especially British sort of chamber poppy post-punk, which is not really accurate to the genre at all. I found out it was sort of like post-punk, sort of like punk, but it had these garagey and psych kind of influences. It almost feels like new wave at times. I think what really separates it from a lot of post-punk is that the guitars sound, and I'm going to get really dorky about guitar effects and pedals, so tune out if that's boring to you, but it sounds very like saturated, very, very like plugged straight into the console, almost digital sounding, making the guitars sound like a very buzzy kind of synthesizery feel. I think that's, in my mind, what separates egg punk from a lot of like what I guess you would call real normal punk, post-punk. That and the drum machines and synths and stuff like that. Weird stuff, although Faux Furs is definitely not egg punk. It's sort of riding on that wave of psyche post-punk that was happening in Calgary, early 2010s, bands like Woman as well, and later the split-offs, I guess, the, what do you call that, spin-offs? Yeah, spin-offs of Woman, like Preoccupations and Cindy Lee. Sort of like if Brian Wilson got really into television. That's what Faux Furs sounds like to me. Very lo-fi, very comfy sounding, strangely, but kind of these racing kind of like math rock guitar lines set to these like very classic sounding chords, and all very, very, once again, reverby. Love that reverb sound. If you really like that kind of like math rock meets psych rock meets post-punk, you're gonna love Telstar Drugs. Unless you already love them, then let's listen to them together again. It's a track I love from their self-titled album called Bowling. Following that up, another very, very obscure band, this one from Germany, even more obscure than Faux Furs. I can't find any information really on this band. They're called Gaston or Gaston. This is a track after the Telstar Drugs called Zamalki. Telstar Drugs, Bowling. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. That was a fairly obscure German band called Gaston, or Gaston, depends on where you're from, I think. A track called Zamalki. From there, very, very hard to find record. What time does your train come on? I've only been able to find it on YouTube, which is where I initially discovered it. I think it's on Bandcamp if you look hard enough. Definitely not on other streaming services, though, and definitely you cannot read more about these band members, I think, or even this band itself. Apparently they've gone on to different musical pastures, different styles and stuff, but I don't know. I didn't look that far into it. Before that was a, I believe, East Coast band called Telstar Drugs with a track from their self-titled record called Bowling. Like I said, a bit of everything all at once. Psyche, garagey, post-punky, a little bit of math rock even. I know we all love the math rock and strange, strange guitar stuff nowadays. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, home of the strange guitar stuff, but not for much longer. I'm only with you till 5 p.m. unfortunately, so we still got time for one more song. Recent favorite of mine, band called Cyan Spheric from Hamilton, Ontario, of all places. One of the best shoegaze bands I've ever heard. I don't know what was happening in Hamilton in the 90s, but this stuff is cooking. Sounds like Slow Dive meets Hum, but you don't have to take my word for it. We're going to end with a song from their record Somnium, a song called I Like the Ride, which, like I said, perfect halfway point between the dreaminess of Slow Dive, hugeness of Hum. I'll catch you next week. Once again, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday. We keep things weird, a little dark, a little strange all the time. Alternative to your alternative. In the meantime, I always tell you to try something new, but this time try something silly. It's incredibly freeing, I've found. Loosen up your body, loosen up your mind. Feel like a child again. I was on the swings the other day, out of nowhere. Just hopped on a playground on the swings. Great feeling. Just elates you. Cannot beat that. Do something that feels a little ridiculous. Listen to classic rock. Go run around outside. Dance to your favorite song. I don't know. Go play. This is Cyan Spheric with I Like the Ride. I'll catch you next week. This has been Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun,
and no problem.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.